I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello and welcome.
Hello and welcome.
No.
No.
Hello and welcome to the Talking Movies,
to the Talking Movies
show.
My name is Andy Price.
Yep, and I'm Tim.
Begin.
Go on, off we go.
All right, hello and welcome to the Talking Movies, Pictures, Movies show. I'm Andy Price. Christ. I've got Tim Giddings with me this week, and we're going to have a wonderful time here. We're in high spirits.
Mm.
We've had good weeks.
High spirits, I mean, and low.
Loads of things have happened to
car.
Me that are just great, and I'm just having a great time, Tim.
Low riding.
Loving life. High on life, some would say.
And low in
and that's
car.
Legal, so nothing to worry about there. And we are doing a podcast, which are all also legal. Did you know that, Tim?
Low rider. Legal?
Yes.
Yep. Oh man, legal highs, that's right.
Podcasts, the best legal highs available
since
on
Salvia.
The white market?
Yeah, the legal market, I guess so.
Yeah.
But is that racist?
Yeah. What, this podcast?
No,
who
saying
that,
you know, the legality is white and illegality is black. And the answer is no. Not racist.
We've got lots to catch up on today, Tim. Since we last released an episode, there has been
for now,
so
until they outlaw us, because we're
movies,
so
news
affecting.
Tim,
all right,
I've lost
what
you.
What are we doing?
First up, Tim.
Mm?
Of all that news that we've just talked about,
yep.
is very specifically we have to talk about Marvel news, because as we've said before, there are two types of movie news. There's movie news and there's Marvel news.
Yeah, and
you can't cross those streams otherwise. Well, I don't know about you, Tim, but I would just die.
Yeah, I mean, we always cross them because it is Marvel movies, but to do it explicitly is like in Ghostbusters,
don't say
which
it.
Is shit.
You just don't say it.
So this time, as last time, we're not doing
it. So hit me with it, Tim.
Huh?
You're the Marvel News expert. Hit me with it.
No,
what
we're not.
What you got? Tell me. Give me the juicy nuggets.
We're not doing it.
What?
Because...
Tim, we didn't... We not did it last week.
Yeah, and not again. Doing it isn't. Because James Gunn still is in Twitter jail and is in Disney jail.
Sorry, Tim. I don't understand what...
So
last week you couldn't do Marvel News because you were boycotting Marvel News because James Gunn got fired for some... What did he do?
Said some, you know, perfectly innocuous stuff about fucking kids on Twitter. And, you know, frankly, overreacted, did Disney. And I think that unless he's unfired, rehired, and is the king of Marvel again, then I see no point in doing Marvel News. This is my little way of saying, hey, Disney... I'm going to make you accountable for the shit un-Marvel news that our listeners now have to put up with because of what you've done.
Tim, I understand what you're saying, and I'm very pleased that you're sticking to your morals in support of someone writing some innocuous things about fucking
sticking
kids.
Sticking it to
I
the man, mate.
That,
sticking
Tim.
It to
I
Disney.
I respect that.
If it's
but
us.
The issue is, our listenership is just dwindling without Marvel news, Tim. It's just dwindling.
I think that's what they come in for. That's what they mean.
That's why we put it at the start, Tim.
Yeah.
People just turn off straight after. We only do the rest of it for me and you.
It's really the exciting incident of the podcast, you might say. Well, what do you suggest?
Okay, so I did foresee this coming, Tim, because I don't know if you know this about me, but I am actually a clairvoyant. So I saw this coming. I saw you doing this.
Well, you should know, to be honest, Andy, you should know if I know that about you, if you're a clairvoyant.
I've come up with a solution.
Okay.
And you're right, I should have known that, and you have called into question everything that I know about myself, but I did see this coming. It's not an exact science.
Yeah.
It is a science, though, Tim. It's not an exact one.
Okay.
But I saw this coming.
Yeah.
And what have you done? I did in preparation. What I've done, Tim, I'll tell you what I've done right now. I actually have some Marvel news for the listeners.
Do you not understand the purpose of a boycott, Andy?
Yeah, Tim, do you not understand the purpose of a loophole? Like, you can maintain your boycott, and the listeners can still get what they want.
How are we sending a message to Disney?
This week, I've got this note about Jeremy Renner. He's been...
Andy?
Hawkeye?
No!
Andy, I don't give a fuck about... Listen,
the podcast as an entity is boycotting Marvel news, okay? It's not...
No, Tim, you're boycotting it.
Yeah, well, I am Marvel news. I think everyone on the internet would agree that Marvel News is nothing as an idea without the input of Tim Goodings. I mean, I dole out
what
so
about
many
the times I've done Marvel News.
You've where? Oh, go on. When? Give me some of your classic Marvel News nuggets.
Well, there was that time where I came to the listeners. I said, "Tim's got some Marvel News for you." That was Marvel News.
Yeah, you did, didn't you?
Yeah.
Did say that, and that sort of, I mean, the introduction of Marvel News in a way is
so Jeremy Renner, Hawkeye.
No, fuck it. Listen, you know what? If you don't understand the purpose of a boycotting Marvel News, then I'm just gonna boycott all news, okay? The whole podcast, no news,
all news,
no news on this podcast. Nothing now that we do on this podcast will
no
be
news,
it'll all be recycled old jokes that we've done in the past. Or stolen from other podcasts. Okay, nothing's going to be new.
So we can't even weigh in on Labour's anti-Semitism row.
No, of course we can't, because that's new.
I had some choice things to say about that.
Yeah, I know, Andy, and I know we rehearsed stuff about all of the political things, like Boris Johnson's divorce, all these great little stingers that we had, our classic political bits. But we can't do them now because they're new, and I'm boycotting newness and news.
What the hell else are we supposed to do on this podcast, Tim? It's about movies, and it's about news, and it's about movies.
Well, movies then, I guess.
And how are we supposed to talk about movies without talking about anything new?
Well, maybe we fucking make one up.
That's stupid, Tim. That's stupid. Don't disrespect the listeners like that.
Podcast Robot, play the Charlie jingle.
Great, now right. He's played it. Now we have to play that game.
Yep, we have to play Charlie. Okay.
Fine. Okay, Tim, can you explain to the listeners what Charlie is?
Yeah, this is Charlie and the Great Glass Elevator Pitch, which is where we practice our pitching skills. We get given words by the other person, and then we pitch a movie, and then that's a pitch, and it becomes real. But not new, because all the words already exist. So,
right, okay. And I'm not happy about this, Tim, because as you know, this is our least celebrated feature from the listeners. So what you've done is you've prevented them from learning about movies, and now you've given them a shit fucking sandwich.
Well, maybe they'll learn. Maybe they'll learn, and they'll start a proper Twitter campaign or a petition to get James Gunn out of the Twitter Disney jail. And then we'll get Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. And then I'll be happy and die.
All right, fine. Okay, well...
Can you
explain to the listeners how you play Charlie and the Great Glass Elevator Pitch? Well, play the theme tune. Charlie and the Great Glass Elevator
Pitch. Andy is sitting opposite me with a big glass, and it is glass because of the name of the feature. Glass
it's
bowl
so big.
Of words. And what do
it's
words
so
make?
Big.
Titles.
Prizes. Oh, okay.
And he's going to pick out some at random, and then that will become the title of the movie, which I have to pitch him.
One bowl of glass words from a glass bowl, and what the listeners get out of this
is how
to pitch a movie. That's
elevator is, it. You have to be able to do it in the time it takes to fix an elevator. So that's what...
That's it. We are great at explaining segments. Okay, first word. Chicken.
Okay.
But it's pronounced that way. Chicken. You don't pronounce the ch.
Chicken. Okay.
Chicken. Yeah, yep, okay. Chicken. Was. That's your second word.
Was. Okay. So it's in the past. Okay. All right. We know that.
Right.
Joke there being that periods are eggs, which chicken, chickens lay. What's the third word, Andy?
Third word, Tim. Third word.
Mm.
Furniture.
Chicken was furniture.
No, you pronounced the first word wrong.
Chicken was furniture.
Yeah. It was furniture. Just it's furniture spelt with a TH.
Where? Furniture.
No, furniture.
Where's the TH?
At the start.
Oh, furniture. Great. All right. It was furniture. Just for the sake of ease, I'm going to pronounce it as chicken for the rest of this pitch.
I mean, I'd much prefer if you made an attempt.
I make an attempt. I just know I'm going to forget. Okay. I do. So I apologise to you.
Elevator so pitch operator. Me a movie, Tim. Hicken was furniture. I've started the elevator.
Yeah, and I'm Charlie.
I've left the ground floor.
And up we go. But it is broken, so you've got to fix it, I guess. And that's
pitch, please.
So Hicken was furniture. Is I mean, you know, what does everyone love?
Chicken.
And what does everyone want?
Furniture.
And so what I've done is I've put those together, and one of them was the other. And does he get back? Well, we'll see, and I won't spoil it. Chicken's a carpenter, and all he wants is just to have a nice business with his dad. His dad is a karaoke repairman.
What about karaoke needs repairing?
The machines.
Sorry, I thought you meant the act of karaoke.
Well, he is also a karaoke teacher. Like, he teaches his friends how to lip sync better.
Oh.
And that's the dad, so it's not about him. Don't worry about that. But Hicken is does furniture. He's a carpenter. And one day, the king... Oh, I forgot to mention this is set in medieval times, but there is karaoke machines because it's sort of fantasy. The king asks him to make him a new throne. Because he's run out
of thrones.
He's run out of thrones. And this chicken is a newly qualified carpenter, so he thinks, oh, I'll get this fucking chicken or some shit, and maybe he'll do a good job. He does it. He makes him a throne. And there's a lovely montage when his dad's teaching him how to make a throne, and all the while they are lip-syncing along. Perfectly.
The thing is, Tim, as a movie executive,
yep.
Montage is just so old hat now.
Okay, it's a how collage.
What I'm looking for as a studio executive is a movies writer that stands by their ideas. But I've gone from a montage to a collage at the drop of a hat, Tim.
And frottage. Okay, well, no, I'm sticking to that montage. Fuck you.
Good.
So the montage is set to Ain't No Mountain High Enough. They lip sync.
How does that song go again?
It just tells you different obstacles that are not tricky enough to prevent me from reaching the object of the song, which I think is you, but the, you know, impersonal you.
Mm.
For example, mountains, valleys, traffic, things like that. It's like, oh, it's not bad enough. I'll still get there. Sort of like the attitude of the chicken in this film.
So this is an allegory.
It's an, yes, and well done on the pun of the word egg in allegory.
You're welcome.
Thank you, elevator repairman. Well, you probably like this film because there's a repairman in it, which is the dad. And
I mean, quite honestly, Tim, as soon as you mentioned there was a repairman in it, I got, like, just incredibly wet.
Okay. Good. Oh, did I mention there's a scene where the karaoke machine repairman, and I just wait while he gets wet, has to...
Tim, I must warn you, this is a very small elevator. We can't risk too much
Well,
more
funny you should say that, because there is a scene when he gets trapped in an elevator.
Oh.
And he rings someone to be like, can I can someone repair it for me? But no. This is medieval times, so there's no phones.
So he just shouts.
Yeah, well, I mean, they've got elevators, but there's no phones. And so he has to use his knowledge of karaoke machines to repair the elevator himself.
Oh, my God. Tim, I'm going to tell you something.
Gushing?
Right now. Right now.
Yep.
I am not a humble elevator repairman entirely.
Oh, half of you, or?
For this to make sense, I have to be slightly. But I am also a Hollywood movie executive, and I want to buy this movie.
Oh, by the way, he does make the throne, and then the king's like, that's not enough for the throne. That is good, it's bad. I want you to make another one of your blood, sweat, and tears. And he makes it, and he gets confused and actually puts part of his body into it. When he presents the throne to the king at the end, the king's like, this is really good. Where is your wing gone? And he basically explains, well, if you look at that throne, actually chicken was furniture.
Tim, you are now a millionaire because I'm going to buy this movie for millions. Welcome to Hollywood. And that's how you pitch a movie.
Yeah, so, and wasn't
do you know,
I good
do you know what
it?
I love? Do you know what I love about that feature, Tim?
The movie, probably.
What, that, and also that now that everyone that's listened to this, which is millions, they are now gonna go ahead and pitch their own movies, which means Hollywood will now have more movies for us to talk about to get millions of more listeners with millions of more movies. Basically,
but
we are running the Hollywood film industry.
Just to clarify, we can only talk about those movies when we have lifted our boycott on news.
If we're boycotting anything that's new, it means in the next segment where I review our movie of the week, you're saying I have to make up that movie.
I mean, that's unprecedented.
Is that what you're asking me to do, Tim?
Okay, hang on.
Because I'm not sure if we can get that one past the listeners.
Let me think about this. No, they will know that it's made up. They're not stupid, Andy.
No.
Okay. What if I lift the
one
boycott?
Or two of them probably are statistics.
All you have to do, Andy, is just to get it round me, and I'll pretend I don't realise, is just say, this film a year ago.
Tim, what I'm going to do is, for you, I'm going to make up a movie, but if you could just close your ears for a second, and I'm just going to have a quick word to the listeners.
Closing them, just folding the top in, and now the bottom, and now the left one top, and the left one the bottom, just fold that in.
Now, can you...
Give me 1 second, just getting the sellotape. Okay. And closed.
Okay. Right, so listen.
And a sellotape for the other one.
Tim, shut up.
And closed.
Right, closed? Good. Okay. Listeners, I've got something very important to say. I know you're not stupid. I know I can't get past a fake movie past you. I know I can't get a fake movie past you, Tim. Tim?
Ain't
nobody low enough. Oh, shit. Okay. No right, listeners, what I'm going to do is I'm going to review the actual film, the movie
Ain't
of
no
the week. I'm just going to tell Tim that it's fake. So as far as Tim's concerned,
I can see some
his boyfriend's still in place, but this is our actual movie of the week. So don't worry. You can go out
ear.
And see this film in cinema.
Ow! Let me just unsellotate my other ear.
You right, Tim?
Ow! Yeah. How? Yeah. Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done. Yeah. Yeah, we just had a little chat. Everything's fine. So what I'm going to do is now I'm just going to, you know, we're going to have a bit of fun. I'm going to make up a movie. And
you're going to make up a movie?
Yeah.
Are you all right to do that? I mean, not
No, it's fine. I had a word with the listeners. They said it's absolutely fine, Tim. They said it's absolutely fine. We're going to take a quick break. Then we're going to come back and I'm going to review our movie of the week.
Yes. Just one thing very quickly.
Is there
quickly.
Anything you want to say before we take this break?
Yes. With this sellotape, I've covered all of my fingers with sellotape because what I'm not going to do and what I don't want the listener to do is in any way touch the dial.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
And we're back. Tim.
Yep, sorry, I had trouble reactivating the podcast. Yep.
Okay, so I'm going to review our movie of the week for this week, and there was a very good reason that you're not able to review it, Tim.
Well, it was made up.
Yeah, but there, within this pretense, there was a reason why you couldn't come along and review this movie.
Oh, well, I know you did actually go to see a movie. I just know that we can't talk about it.
Yeah. And why couldn't you be at that movie?
Well, that particular screening, I wonder if you've been confused. Basically, I went and got... So, you know how many kids I've got, right?
Many.
It's like two, isn't it? I mean, that's like... It's literally
two. Many.
Not too many, because that's saying that they should be dead. But I have two. That's enough. And I want to just basically... I don't want my kids to become a person again, is what I'm saying.
Sure,
and so
sure.
I got the tubes tied.
Tim, we've both had our hysterectomies. No, I don't really understand what...
Andy, listen. It's a vasectomy.
Okay, so listeners, we've talked about this before. The last few times we've done this podcast, only one of us has been able to go to these screeners because I went and got myself a hysterectomy because I didn't want any more kids than Tim copied me, jumped on the bandwagon, and I'm not really sure what's happening here because he's now.
I don't know what they did to me the first time because I asked for a hysterectomy and they said no, you can't do that, and I said I can and will and threw money at them and I went under. I woke up without any stitches, so very good doctor.
Yeah,
brilliant. He assured me that he'd done it, and he was like, days. You now have no womb. And I was like, great, thank you. But what I wonder is that what happened to you, or did you actually, have you got stitches?
Yeah, no, they took my womb out. And they did it without stitches. Very good, I presume they use lasers. So what did you go and do now? I'm confused.
Vasectomy.
What's that?
Well, there's no sperm in it. And it's just sort of water.
But that's what happened before. We did this before. They scooped it all out. Now we're not having any more kids.
It's very painful.
Sorry, what did you say this was called?
Vasectomy.
Are you sure that's how it's pronounced?
I just said I don't want any more kids. Well, has the hysterectomy nipped that in the bud? And he decided to nip my buds. And he called it a vasectomy.
All right, fine. Well, it sounds like you wasted your fucking time, Tim. You could have come to this movie with me. It was much more fun.
Well, you're not allowed to talk about it, as you know, because it's news. Just make one up.
Yes, all right, I'll make one up. Okay, so I went to the cinema this week. I saw a very good movie, got invited to the screener. It was Tim, I have never laughed so hard in my entire life.
Compared to what situation?
Compared to any other situation.
Funny, is it?
Well, this is what I'm trying to get at, Tim. Like, the thing is about reviewing a movie is that I can't just go, the movie was funny. Because, like, what are you learning from that? I am giving you the information you need to decide whether to see this movie by saying, it wasn't just funny, Tim.
Right, so you're describing your reaction as opposed to saying it is objectively...
Exactly,
this
yes.
has this quality. Yes. So you're saying, you know, I laughed, or I cried, or I did sick.
And
instead of saying,
Tim,
it's funny, it's sad, it's vomit-inducing.
Exactly, and furthermore, do you know what happened, which has never happened to me before? Because the thing that happened to me, I associate with something very different. But my eyes became moist. Things came out of them. And this has only ever happened before when I've been sad,
Hysterectomy?
When my hysterectomy burst. When yeah. I went to get a Tamagotchi from Argus and they'd all sold out.
Yep.
They were in my childhood.
Contact lenses.
That was brutal, and I think it's called crying. And this happened, but I wasn't sad. I've never experienced this before, Tim. Water came out of my eyes.
But you weren't sad.
And do you know what caused it, Tim?
Did you? Oh, they run out of Tamagotchis again.
No.
Oh, how many have you got now?
I've got 7.
Oh, that's too many.
They're all dead. But the thing is, this made me
what are their
laugh
names?
So much. With tears.
What's the film about?
So the film about is what is it is about. It's so funny, Tim. Tim, it's so funny. And do you know this is a vehicle for an actor that's not known for their comic chops.
They're flipping it, flip reverse it.
They're flip reversing it. So it's this actor, the dramatic
career
actor,
down, flip it and
known as
it.
He's called Jim Carrey.
Jim,
I don't
okay.
know, like known for such things as Eternal Sunshine Happy. Of the Spotless Mind, number 23.
Oh. Yeah.
That
yeah,
one
yeah,
that came out, the Polish one last year. That one.
Where he's got a beard, yeah.
Exactly. But he's turned his hand to comedy, Tim.
Jim and Andy, the documentary, which is nearly about us, but not quite.
Exactly. But that's serious because it's a documentary. You can't have a comedy documentary. That's insane.
It was very serious. He had a beard in it. I mean, how serious can you get?
Well, he had a beard in this, Tim. This is what blew my mind.
But he was being funny.
Well, no. You misunderstand because they placed this actor who's known for his serious roles and he's very serious, but it's funny because he has a beard in a comedy.
Oh, hold on. Okay. And is the beard funny?
It's quite honestly, Tim, it's hilarious. Do you know why?
Okay. Does he get it soaked in piss?
The reason it's so funny is because his beard is bigger than his top hair. Jim Carrey turns up. He has a shaven head, but a massive beard. And
I'm
he's
laughing.
Just walking down the street and everyone's just like,
look
at the
I'm
guy
laughing.
With the short top hair. He's got the big beard. And I lied to you, Tim. It was soaked in piss. But you don't
why would
find
you do
out.
That? You surprised me and that's why it's funny.
But this is the thing. I wanted you to be surprised because when the movie first started, you could see it. You could see it was soaked in something and it wasn't revealed to be piss until a bit later.
Right.
And it turns
How
out.
How do they reveal that?
Well, so he's walking down the street and he goes into this building and it's like...
Say no more.
So
I've got you.
So he walks into this building
yeah.
and it's called the... it's called Bum HQ.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, that's funny enough.
And then
he went in there and he went into the reception and he goes, yep. Hi, I'm here for the latest meeting. And the receptionist is like, yes, come on in. They're waiting for you. And he goes into this meeting and there's like 40 other guys in there and there's a man at the front. And the man goes, welcome to you know, the weekly meeting of
Bum
the,
HQ.
Of the Bum Urination Man Society.
Oh, sorry.
And then I went,
so
hang on. They
on.
Missed the S off the name of the headquarters. That,
but
that,
also,
that's
wait,
even
what
funnier.
Is the
B, bums,
what does the B stand
the
for?
Bums
bum?
HQ. The bearded.
Oh, bearded.
Beard urination man society.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, you needn't have said more. As I said, once you said he was walking towards the building, I'd sussed it. But
you
yeah, he is
it.
A beard urination man society.
Tim, this is a broad comedy. This isn't highbrow. Like, in fact, no. Their brows are even shorter than their hair.
Are they soaked in piss?
Their eyebrows? No, Tim, come on. This isn't a crass organisation.
No.
So,
it's not. It's Beard Urination Men's Society, not Brow Urination Men's Society.
Exactly. And I was like, where's this coming? Is this some kind of, like, Blue movie where all these men are just going to sit around weeing in each other's faces? And I was like, no, Tim, that's stupid. That's crass. Why would anyone ever think of that? How could that ever come
some
out of someone's mind? And,
sort of lemon
and
pie,
be released
yeah.
into the world. It's absolutely disgusting. It's
yep.
actually not about that, Tim. It's
oh,
about
I'm sorry.
Friendship. It's about it's about friendship. It's about camaraderie. It's about looking out for your fellow man. And this is what I found very interesting about the movie, is that these men were brought together by a common appreciation of a stinky beard. Of a moist, stinky beard. And
yep.
he goes to this meeting and yep. he's like, I've soaked myself, my face in urine.
Is it his own piss?
I'd assume
I just
so.
Thought all the listeners are probably wondering, you know, who's piss?
It wasn't clear, Tim. I assumed
well,
it was
quite murky
because,
and yellow, I assume.
Because the opening scene of the movie is that he's holding this glass of yellow liquid and he just...
And as you said, it's not clear.
It's not clear. In fact, I was slightly concerned for his hydration levels. But what he did was he picked up the glass and he just threw it in his face. And I was like, oh, well, that set the tone. And it did. And the tone was hilarity. But it didn't specify whether that piss was his or not. He could have got it off the black market. He could have got it off the white market. It could have been illegal piss. It could have been illegal piss. Anyway, we come back to this meeting.
Just very quickly, Andy. What is illegal piss?
So, illegal piss is when, say, someone goes on a night out.
Someone goes on a night out.
Thank you. So someone goes on a night out and they're like, this music's a bit shit. What do I do? And someone goes, hey, mate, here's some drugs. So the guy takes some drugs and he's like, oh, great. I feel amazing now. And
so, send him up.
Exactly. And so then at some point in the night, he's had a couple of glasses of water. He needs a piss. So he wheezes and say he wheezes into a glass. He wheezes into a glass and fills it to the top. And
brimming.
That's illegal urine because that urine is full of class A drugs.
Okay. And could that get you high as piss?
Well, this is the thing. They didn't reveal. I'm going to skip to ahead a little bit now. Only a little bit, probably to... it's a post-credit sequence.
It's got one.
Yeah, absolutely. Good. And this is where that scene happens. You see a man
in a
nightclub, taking drugs, pissing, and then giving it to Jim Carrey. Okay. And you go, and it's kind of like Memento in that way, and that it's kind of like worked back in that way. You go, oh, okay, so for the entire movie, Jim Carrey was off his tits.
On beard piss.
Beard piss.
Because he's just sniffing it in, I guess, and fumes are just...
He's just inhaling it. It's like, when the urine evaporates, it goes up his schnoz, and he gets high as tits.
And everyone else is walking past him going, thinking, oh, this is just a regular guy with piss in his beard.
Exactly.
But actually, it's a guy with illegal piss in his beard and he's off his tits.
Exactly. So what I thought, I was going into a movie about just people pissing in people's faces. I was like, that's not really my kind of thing, you know?
No, what
kind
of
mental mind? How could you ever kind of contemplate, you know, talking about a movie in this way is obscene to the genre.
As I said, you are making this up because you're not allowed to give us a new film that you actually saw. So I'm worried about where you've got these ideas from.
Don't worry about me, Tim. Don't worry about me. I mean, the listeners don't have to worry about me based on what I said to them when you weren't listening. But so Jim Carrey,
he's
at this meeting. He's off his tits. His beard is full of illegal piss.
So he's at the bums meeting.
Exactly, and all the other bums are just kind of chatting. They're talking about different kind of textures. They're talking about different flavor notes for when it dribbles down the moustache and into their mouth. and they're having a nice civilized discussion, and Jim Carrey's like flailing about. It got a bit meta at one point because he was so high that he started screaming catchphrases from all of his different movies, and it didn't make any sense.
Oh, the catchphrase from The Number 23 and from Eternal Sunshine.
Exactly, and Eternal Sunshine, when he
I Want to Forget, and The Number 23.
And I Like Your Blue Hair, Kate Winslet. Like, all of the catchphrases started coming out, and in the Polish one, he was like, he said that Polish word, which I can't remember because I don't speak Polish, so obviously it just didn't register in my mind, it just went over my head. But anyway, so he's like flailing about, shouting catchphrases from movies that don't even exist in the universe that this movie is set in, and these guys are like, hey, what's going on with this guy? And so... They're kind of like, hey man, sit down, have a glass of water. No illegal piss in this water. You're having a drink, and he's starting to come down a bit. Manic. His eyes are going, and they're like, what's happened to you? What's going on? What have you taken? He's like, I've taken nothing. He's like, you have been spiked. And Jim Carrey's like, oh my god, what's gonna happen to me? And so he's like losing his mind a little bit. He's like, oh my god, what if this never stops? I'm freaking out. And then all of a sudden
it stops. Oh, okay. Sort of undermines the jeopardy, then, you might say, a little bit. Is at the point that he's like, at his worst,
what's going on? It just stops. And
But that surprise, I think, is probably quite funny, as you know, for the audience.
Well, that's the thing, because everyone was like on board by this point. They're like, this isn't a comedy at all. This no. isn't a comedy. And you know, the thing is, Tim, comedies are quite hard to write, especially especially when you're just trying to do it off the top of your head.
Yeah, and I understand, you know, why the audience would be thinking this isn't a comedy, because all they've been watching is Jim Carrey with a piss-soaked beard shouting catchphrases from films that don't exist. So I can't see anything funny about that. It's a very serious subject matter.
Well, exactly. And then all of a sudden, the drugs just stop working, and everyone could sense the relief in the cinema, Tim, that Pits everyone was just work. Like, the laughter was almost nervous in their relief that they're like, okay, fine, this is going to be a broad comedy. This is going to be fine. I brought my mum, like, we were going to have a laugh about this, and then it was all about piss, and then they didn't know what happened. And then obviously the love interest walks in.
Right. And is it a man with a beard?
It's not a man with a beard.
Okay.
It's a woman with a beard.
Woman with a beard, yeah.
Yeah, it's a beard. It's a bearded woman. And this kind of like shocks him, because he's just like, you're not a man. This is the beard urination man society.
Oh, he does. Oh, right. He does realise that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he was like, you're in the wrong place.
Right. But then does it turn out that in this kind of progressive age, they're not allowed to exclude women, and exactly. they change the name of it to
the difficulty butts. Is that they say, we can't let you in because you're a woman and it will affect the name. And right now, we have pretty much the only joke of the movie so far is in the name of society. So if we were to change that, this movie wouldn't be funny anymore. And she's like, what movie are you talking about? And they said, we're sorry, he's on drugs.
Yeah.
And so Jim Carrey's getting very meta. It doesn't make any sense. Obviously the drugs have started again, Tim. And so the woman's like, hey, sit down, Jim. Let me talk you through what's going on. Like, obviously very strange has happened.
So she also gets confused and calls him Jim.
Yeah, exactly. And so Jim sits down. And then
because she's thinking, the only way I can get through to him is to refer to him by his real name, not his character name.
Exactly. So Jim sits down. And you know what happens to him? And this is the second laugh of the movie. Well, the third laugh after bums and the drugs stopping. Do you know what happens? The drugs stop again.
Oh, they stop again.
And that's the second time it's happened. And everyone's and just like, okay, that's he said it again. That's funny. Very funny. It happened again. It's funny.
Repetition.
Exactly. Yeah. Repetition.
That is the key to comedy.
Some people say it has to happen three times for it to be funny.
Yeah, say no more.
So I will say no more, Tim. Because there's a chance that it could happen again. I don't know if it. So he sits down, the drugs have stopped, and she's like, hey,
that's
Jim,
funny, isn't it?
Jim, hold my hand. And when she holds his hand, immediately the drugs start again. And he's like flailing around.
Can I ask you a question, Andy?
He says a catchphrase from The Truman Show, which I was surprised about, because I was never sure whether that was a comedy or a serious film myself.
No, no one is.
And this kind of, I think this is probably proven evidence that it was
a drama.
What
is the catchphrase again? Sorry?
He goes, good afternoon, good
morning,
good night.
Sky's made of cardboard. Oh, okay. Yeah.
And
can I ask you a question about this?
She's like,
film really quickly,
it's
the rest of the is the rest of the running time just the drugs sort of wavering between working and not working, and the audience just kind of being on the edge of their seat as to whether it's a comedy or not?
Well, no, absolutely not, Tim. This all happens in the first 5 minutes.
I'm so sorry. Please continue.
I will. And so the woman's like, Jim, I'm sorry that you're tripping balls right now, but I have some more important shit going on. And
what's her name?
And that is the patriarchy.
Oh, okay.
She said it. She just came out and said it. She said, I want piss in my beard. Place that I've learned. This is the only place in the world where this can happen. I'm joining the society. It is illegal for you not to let me join. And they're like, but Joan...
Oh.
Because that's her name.
That's her name, thank you.
Jim says, Joan, we can't let you... Because the drugs have stopped, so he can talk coherently for a minute.
Okay.
And that's the third time it stopped. And that's the third laugh. Repetition. Everyone knows that's how it's funny. This Three is a times, comedy, yeah. as I've said to him. He says, Joan.
Yep.
Joan, we can't let you in to this society because it will affect the name of this film.
Which is funny.
And then she's like, Jim, have the drugs started again? Because you're referencing a film that shouldn't exist within this narrative. And he's like, yes, they've started again. I don't know what to do. This is So this is really difficult for me because he doesn't know.
I guess
what
what's happening is the piss is kind of evaporating out of his beard.
Yeah.
And then, you know, maybe the heat from the fact that he shaved his head is just condensed. Oh, the cold head. The cold from the lack of the hair is condensing it onto the top of his head again, his short top hair.
Yeah.
And it just trickles down again, condenses all on his face and head, and then into the beard. And
exactly. And by this point, Joan was like, Jim, seriously, you need to sort your shit out because we can't hold a proper conversation. We can't continue this narrative from this film until you stop tripping on drugs. And then
she
goes,
has to admit that it is a film.
Joan, what are you talking about the narrative of this film? Because obviously Jim Carrey's not on drugs anymore. It
not
stopped
anymore.
Again.
It stopped
but
working,
the vapor from his pissy beard, because she's been so close to him, the beard's got slightly entangled, and now she's got it in her beard, and she's high as fuck.
Yeah.
And she's just like, oh my God, what's going on? I'm on drugs. And as soon as she says I'm on drugs, the drugs stop. And Jim just falls to the floor in a stupor. His eyes rolled him back in his sockets because he's on drugs again. And she's like, I can fix this. So she kind of like goes out into the hallway. She finds a pint glass and she pisses in it.
Yeah.
She goes back in. She throws it in his face. He's like, Jim Carrey, will you calm the fuck down? And he does. For a split second, it's like the eye of the storm. And then suddenly, because she's got drugs in her system, she's throwing drugs in his face again, he loses his fucking mind, Tim. He loses his mind.
Yeah.
And he...
Can I ask, did it get tiresome for you that he kept tripping balls and then not tripping balls and it just kept cycling like that? Or did you keep enjoying it every single time?
Tim, can I be honest with you as to why I'm focusing so particular on this segment of the movie?
Yes, you can, please.
Because of all this piss flying about, it really made me need a wee.
Okay.
So I had to leave the cinema after the inciting incident, which is, everyone knows, is the man pissing drug wee into a pint glass. So this is an interesting structure to
the
movie.
Well, that's the post-credits scene.
Exactly. This is an interesting movie in that this is the first movie ever to have the inciting incident in the post-credits scene.
And you left the film after the post-credits scene, i.e. when the film ended.
Exactly.
Of course, yeah.
And I've never done that before, Tim. I have never left a movie after the right after the inciting incident. I've never done that before.
That's true. It's kind of a clever anecdote that they're allowing people to tell.
Exactly. And I said, am I allowed to tell this? And they said, yes, go ahead. We think it will help
the marketing of the movie. Who are you talking to?
So this was when I was in the toilets. I had to leave after the inciting incident, which happened at the end of the film. This is why I'm focusing on that bit at the start, because this is when it happened in the narrative. And I had to leave, and I went into the toilets, and you'll never guess who was there, Tim.
Say no more, I guessed it.
Go on.
It's Jim Carrey.
It's Jim Carrey, Tim.
Yeah.
Jim Carrey's in the cinema, and I was like, Jim, what are you doing
here? Does he have a beard?
And he had the biggest beard I have ever seen in my life, Tim.
So you know he was being very serious.
And you know, I thought that, and then I looked down. And he was holding his penis. He was at the urinal, he was holding his penis, but he was holding it straight up.
Oh, okay. That's funny.
And then he pissed in his own face, Tim.
That's funny.
He pissed in his own face. And I was like, Tim, I'm so... I said, Jim, I am so glad you've gone back to the comedic acting, because quite honestly, this film right here that I've left during the inciting incident of is too serious. It's too serious. You had two jokes at the beginning, and I felt that was a nod to your fans. But then after that,
I just want to check that it is that he's deliberately chosen to do comedic acting, and not the fact that he is just off his fucking out of his mind now,
out of his gourd,
not on piss drugs, but on faux philosophical nonsense, saying that nothing is real and that he made his girlfriend kill herself.
Well, this is the thing. I said, Jim, like, this is a very strange thing for you to be doing, to be in the toilets of a cinema during a screening of you, your own film. And he said, Andy.
Mm.
He said, Andy.
Oh, you know, okay. So we're sort of watching Jim and Andy, in a way.
In a way. We were watching Jim and Andy, and I said, right.
Did he think you were Andy Kaufman when he was talking to you?
He might have done, because I'm not 100% sure, but he did call me Andy Kaufman.
Right.
And I said, sure, fine, because I could tell he was high as fuck. And I was like,
yeah, he's half right.
I don't want to make him go crazy or anything. So I was like, yes, I'm Andy Kaufman.
Yeah.
And he was like, Andy, in many ways, isn't life a movie? And I think that was the point that I realized that I was suddenly playing the part of Andy Kaufman in the documentary Jim and Andy, and that it was actually you watching that documentary on Netflix, which is what this review is.
Yeah. And just to reveal for the listener, I did last night watch the documentary Jim and Andy on Netflix, and weirdly, most of it was Jim Carrey talking to Andy Price in the toilets, pissing into his own beard after Andy having gone to see a film that Jim Carrey is in which he kept referencing the fact that he was in the film. And as we now know, that's because he was.
And what did you think of that movie?
5 stars.
Impressive.
What was it called again?
Yeah, it was called Bums HQ, The Jim and Andy Story.
Oh, good.
I find it an interesting kind of approach to movie making, is that as people keep kind of churning out, you know, like the Marvel machine, obviously we've boycotted it's the same movies over and over again, the same premises. And I find it really interesting that these kind of studios that are coming out with movies that really kind of embed you within the action, they really make you feel part of the movie. And I don't know how they did this or whether it will work for anyone else that watches it, unless they were able to capture a significant amount of footage with other people and recreate these experiences. Because like, I find it amazing that I was able to see a cut of the movie at a screener while it was still being filmed. Because obviously when I was in the toilet with Jim Carrey, we had the cameraman in the corner. We had like, obviously we had Michael Moore doing the documentary in the corner. He was obviously directing this documentary again, because he directs all documentaries. And he was in the corner and he was like, Andy Price, we meet again. I just can't stop making movies about you.
That is weird. Yeah.
Yeah. And I've never seen that happen before. And maybe that is the future of movies. Is to be able and to show people the movie while the movie is still shooting.
It probably just happened because you made it up.
So I feel like this is the moment, now that I've told you about this movie. Yeah. Quick recap for you. Jim Carrey throws a glass of piss in his face. He goes to the Bearded Urination Man Society HQ for a bums meeting. And it turns out that he's super high the whole time, but you don't know why, because you don't realize until the closing credits that it was a legal piss full of drugs.
And that's the exciting incident.
And then a bearded woman comes in. She disrupts the patriarchy. They fall in love and they live happily ever after, both tripping off each other's pissy beards. That's the story. That's kind of up into the midpoint. The midpoint comes. I go out for a piss. I meet Jim Carrey in the toilet. He's still high as fuck. He starts interviewing me because he thinks I'm Andy Kaufman. And that is kind of...
beard.
Exactly. And meanwhile, Michael Moore is creating this documentary about the whole experience. That's the movie in a nutshell. Now, you're saying, obviously, I've just made all this up, and I mean, I know it sounds like it, it's quite a feat, and I told you that's what I did. But this is the moment in this review, Tim, that I want to tell you that I didn't make up a damn fucking thing.
Oh, Christ.
This is the movie. This was the only way I could talk about our movie of the week, because it is a great movie, Tim. This is a 5-star movie. I could not talk about it.
Wait.
This is when I had a little word with the listeners. What? I told them that I was going to review the proper movie because it is great. And they needed to know.
Wait. You're saying this movie is real.
It's 100% real, Tim.
Say no more.
From the pissy beard to the illegal.
Say no more. Say a little more.
Okay. I mean, that's it. It's a great movie. It's out this week.
That is it. Oh, okay.
It's got a wide release, 600 theatres. Go see it.
But don't, because that's new and we're boycotting it. So don't, but if you want to.
Yeah, no, if you want to see that movie, I'd recommend going to see it.
That's the best way.
Yeah.
Bums HQ, is it?
Bums HQ, the Jim and Andy story.
Jim and Andy story.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, I'm here.
We have something else to say about this movie.
Oh, it wasn't real good.
No, Tim. There was a post-credits sequence.
I know, you told me.
There's a post-credits sequence during the credits that came after the post-credits sequence.
during a mid-credits sequence.
So an interesting thing about this movie, Tim, is that the post-credits scene was actually made by a different director and a different crew, so they had to do another credits.
Oh, that's interesting, because Marvel often does that, but fuck!
What have you done,
talk about Marvel. Okay, yeah, different director, and yeah.
And as the credits sequence to the post-credits scene start rolling, I noticed something interesting. The post-credits scene was actually directed by the Russo brothers, and they had the entire Marvel crew doing the post-credits scene. And I'm sorry to say, Tim,
that
is Marvel news.
Fucking say no more.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.